From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice in the south of France Thursday night at a celebration for Bastille Day, France's independence holiday. 10 children are believed to be among those killed. At least 18 of the survivors are said to be in critical condition. VOA producer Linda Ring was there.
They had closed off traffic on the main street beforehand just because of the fireworks. So the truck just went up onto the promenade, which is a pedestrian promenade right by the sea, and he just was driving, mowing people down.
The dead attacker, formally identified by police as a 31-year-old French-Tunisian who lived in Nice, has not been confirmed to be working with any terrorist or militant group. Officers later found the truck to be carrying explosives, grenades, and other weapons. Video from the scene shows the truck stopped with bodies behind it, police shooting at the cab. French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack. Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended another 3 months. In the United States, both major U.S. presidential candidates responded to the attack by saying the U.S. is at war with radical Islamic terrorists. Hillary Clinton's response, however, was far more tempered than that of Donald Trump. Republican candidate Trump said the U.S. needs to, quote, get tough on terror, and if he were president, he would ask for a formal declaration of war.